Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Jolly Flicks Podcast. My name is Lisa, and thank you for joining us tonight or morning, whatever time of day you're listening to. I just wanted to kind of just put out there, as school is starting back up again, I will probably not have as consistent podcasts coming out with my busy schedule. So you'll probably see some episodes come out bi-weekly, maybe tri-weekly, but we will try to get new episodes out at the earliest convenience of ourselves and for you viewers. So this week we are reviewing A Bad Mom's Christmas. And we made this decision based on our Tiny Decision Wheel app, which we will be doing again at the end of this episode with a new group of movies. And I'm super excited for that. So let's go ahead and dive in. A Bad Mom's Christmas is rated R. So if I have any under 18, I think that's the rating when you go to the movies that you have to be, or maybe it's 17. Regardless, it's rated R. So viewer discretion is advised. It runs at an hour and 44 minutes long. And the synopsis goes like this. Underappreciated and overburdened moms Amy, Kiki, and Carla rebel against the challenges and expectations of the Super Bowl for moms, Christmas. As if creating the perfect holiday for their families isn't hard enough, they'll have to do it while hosting and entertaining their own respective mothers when they come to visit. As I said, this came out in 2017, November 1st, or actually, I never told you that. So it was released on November 1st, 2017. Our directors are John Lucas and Scott Moore. It was distributed by STX Entertainment. Box office was hit at $130.6 million. And the production companies is STX Entertainment, H Brothers, and Tang Media Productions. Our cast are some great folk. Let's start with that. So for Carla, we have Katherine Hahn, who is in WandaVision, the original Bad Moms, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Step Brothers, Afternoon Delight, Mrs. Fletcher, among many, many other movies and TV shows. We also have Mila Kunis as Amy. She is known for That 70s Show, the voice of Meg on Family Guy, Black Swan, Friends with Benefits, the original Bad Moms, Ted, Four Good Days, and her list goes on and on as well. Next, we have Kristen Bell as Kiki. She is known for Veronica Mars, The Good Place, voicing Princess Anna in Frozen, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, obviously the original Bad Moms, Queen Pins, Gossip Girl, When in Rome, Burlesque, Frozen 2, Couples Retreat. Again, her list goes on and on. Next, we have Isis Dunkler, who plays Carla's mom, Miss Susan Sarandon, also a very well-famous actress in the industry. She played Thelma and Louise in Thelma and Louise, That's My Boy, The Rocky Horror Picture Show, Stepmom, Tammy, and again, the list goes on and on. Enchanted, Shall We Dance, Pretty Baby, The Client. We have Justin Hartley as Ty Swindell. He was in the very famous NBC TV series, This Is Us. He was in Revenge, Tracker, Smallville, The Noelle Diary. And we have a returner from another previous Christmas movie, Christine Baranski, who plays Ruth. She was in The Good Fight, The Good Wife, Mamma Mia, The Gilded Age, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, The Grinch Stole Christmas, which I just mentioned. We have Jay Hernandez as Jesse Harkness. He was in Magnum P.I., the 2018 through 2024 series, The Long Game, Suicide Squad. He starred, well, he was introduced in the first Bad Moms movies. He was in The Rookie. And he also starred in the original Magnum P.I. too, which is super cool. Next, we have Cheryl Hines as Sandy. She was in the movie RV, Suburgatory, Waitress, I Can See Your Voice. She's the host of that. And Labor Pains, Son of Zorn, Space Champs, Nine Lives, The Ugly Truth. Again, this is such a great cast. I mean, I feel like all the Christmas movies that we have done so far are just fantastic with the casting directors and groups. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's what really essentially helps make a good movie in the end is everybody that you bring to the table to make this movie a creation. So let's dive into my personal thoughts. When I first saw Bad Moms, that was in 2016. I think I was like a junior, maybe senior in high school. And then Bad Moms Christmas came out probably a year, year and a half later. Like it was boom, boom. So I was like, heck yeah, I'm going to go watch this. I watched it with my mom. A little awkward at some scenes, but it's totally fine. The jokes are hilarious. In the film, I think they really paired the moms really well with each other. Like the, you know, the moms' moms too. It was great. And, you know, like all of their kids. I mean, you don't really see the interaction with the kids in this movie as you do the first movie. It's more so seeing our three moms from the first movie with their moms and their interactions. So that's, I really like seeing that. From a mom's perspective, you know, I understand the basis of the movie. I feel like us moms sometimes feel like we literally do everything for Christmas. Like we're the ones that buy gifts. We're the ones that decorate the house. We're the ones that make cookies. We're the ones that plan what we're doing on Christmas. And I'm not discrediting the husbands out there that actually do it. If you do that, I applaud you. But in the movie, you know, Kiki mentions that from the start, she's like, why do I have to buy my husband's mom a gift? I don't even like her, which I love my mother-in-law. Don't get me wrong. And I will buy her a gift any day. But there are people out there who don't get along with their mother-in-laws. And they're like, no, seriously, why am I the one having to do this? So, you know, you kind of get that portrayness, and then you get Ruth, who is like the criticizer of all moms, like, you need to do this, Amy. Like, Amy, be better. And you're like, I am 30, 40 something years old. Like, leave me alone. This is my house. This is my life. This is my kids. So, I mean, that part, I didn't like how pushy she was, but I'm sure there are people out there. And then with Carla's mom, you know, she's a user. She uses her daughter for money, you know, to help her advance in life and doesn't repay her. And we see in one of the scenes, she's like, all right, mom, like, what do you want? You only come around when you need something. So just let's just get it out on the table, which is so sad because, you know, I'm sure there are daughters and mothers who have that friendship that is just like always constantly using them. And is it okay? No. Does it happen? Yes. And I'm sure those people deal with it in the ways that they're most comfortable. So it, and then we have Kiki's mom, who's just totally overbearing, like on top of her daughter, like 24/7, watched her and her husband have intercourse in the middle of the night in the movie. And it's like, oh, there's no way that there's a mom out there that actually does that. Overbearing. Yes. Like wants to be her daughter's best friend, you know, doesn't want her daughter to live her own life without her. And, you know, they do mention that the husband had passed away. And so, like, a lot of it is probably from that. But I'm like, seriously, you gotta be in the room at the same time as, like, your daughter and her husband are doing it? Like, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Just walk away. Walk away, please. Not even an option in my head. We see the wanting of a relaxing Christmas. The moms make a pact. They're like, screw it. Let's take Christmas back this year. Like, we're going to do it our own way. We're not going to live up to these corporate businesses and their ideas of how Christmas should be, how it should be just like this big, huge escapade and trees up everywhere. Everybody's doing everything. Like, no, it's good to have one of those relaxing Christmases. And it's okay. Like, I think we need to understand that. Like, it is okay to have a relaxing Christmas, guys. Like, yes, I am obsessed with Christmas, but like, it's okay to kind of be relaxed at some points of it too. It doesn't have to be this whole production. Let's talk about the traditional Christmas, right? So Ruth comes in and is like, Amy, like, you got to decorate your house. Okay, well, first of all, it's not your house, so just like let it be. But then she's like criticizing the tree that they stole from the Foot Locker and all this stuff, which I get. But at the same time, she's like, your kids don't want this. And Amy's like, I literally had this conversation with my kids. And, you know, you can tell she's a very traditionalist throughout the entire movie, with not just only the decorations and being in the Christmas spirit, but, you know, like, she's the one that attends Mass on Christmas Eve at midnight. And you're like, okay. So, like, you see more of the character just through little things like that. And that's what I appreciate about this movie, is that you do get to understand the other moms in the movie because they do these little things, you know? So we have the hardships of a mom relationship too, which I talked about earlier. You know, you're butting heads, but it's all out of love for them. That's pretty much typical any mother-daughter relationship, or just like any relationship at all with your mother. You love them to death, but like, you just butt heads all the time, and it's because you're the same person, and it's okay. One thing I will say is I loved all the Christmas activities that they had in their town, and I wish our community that we live in had a little bit more. Like, we have a Christmas holiday craft fair at the beginning of December, so it's not the weekend right after Thanksgiving, but the following weekend, and then we have our town's parade, and I think that's it. It's just the craft fair and the parade. And I wish we would be able to do more, you know, like, they do have the caroling competition throughout the town, which I think would be a cool thing to actually have. A gingerbread decorating contest at a local church, having actual Christmas parties where you dress up formally. I don't know about you guys, but the last time I dressed up formally was for my senior prom, I think. Maybe it was a wedding that I was in. Irregardless, there is not any formal stuff like that anymore, and it's such a pastime, and I wish that's something that would be brought back. And even if it's just like a private thing with your family or just your friends, and you all get dressed up and you eat a nice dinner, or you just have hors d'oeuvres being passed around and you're drinking all night, listening to music and just enjoying yourselves, regardless of what it is, I think that needs to be brought back in people's lives. Because it's just, it's a fun thing to do, and it's a different thing to do than what we're used to. So enough of my personal thoughts. Let's get into Frosty's 5 fun facts. All right, Christine Baranski's characters in both this movie and How the Grinch Stole Christmas are obsessed with decorating the house for Christmas. And both are clean and elegant, if I might add, which does go back to the traditional aspect. In The Grinch Stole Christmas, you know, like, it's for the holiday decorating contest with Martha May Huvier. And then, obviously, in this one, it's just to kind of upshow her daughter and say, look what I can do with your house in less than 12 hours while you're sleeping. So, I thought that was pretty funny that they, that both characters are very, I guess, anal in that way, almost. The next fun fact I have for you guys is Katherine Hahn wrote a personal letter to Susan Sarandon asking her to play her mom on the movie, which this was in 2017, so this was probably thought of in 2016. But even so, like, a lot of personal letters aren't even written nowadays and sent in the mail. I think that's just so cool. And Susan Sarandon's like, heck yeah, I'm going to do it. So who knows if it's because of the personal letter that she wrote, or if Susan Sarandon was like, oh, this looks like a fun cast, I'll do it, or whatever it was that made her actually want to do the movie. But I just thought that was super cool that a traditional thing like writing a letter to someone asking them to do something is what kind of helped develop this movie. In the movie, Carla works at Okole Spa. And I think I said that right. Okole in Hawaiian means butthole. And it's funny because Carla waxes buttholes for a living and just waxes all the downstairs areas. So in case you wanted to know, Okole means butthole. So she's working at Butthole Spa, which if you've watched the movie, it makes sense. It makes sense. Her and Ty Swindell really bonded over Okole Spa while she was waxing his butthole before his Santa competition. That's true love. I don't know, you know, that's true love. The fourth one I have for you is there are a bunch of references to Mila Kunis's heritage and religion. So if you guys don't know, Mila Kunis is Russian. And in the movie, they talk about them going to the Nutcracker, but not the Disney version, not the fun one. It's the Russian Nutcracker that's like 4 hours long or whatever they said, with a couple intermissions in between. And it's just god awful and it has no happy ending. So I've never seen the Russian Nutcracker. Maybe you guys have, but it doesn't sound pleasant. And then to her religion, Ruth was mentioning in the movie that Jews already had their Christmas trees up on December 19th. Well, Mila Kunis is actually Jewish. So it's kind of interesting. I don't know if they did that on purpose or if it's just a complete coincidence, which it probably is just a coincidence, but very interesting that they brought in both her heritage and religion into different aspects of the movie. And our last fun fact that I have, and a lot of these fun facts that I found, I had to go digging for. There wasn't just like a list of them just on the internet somewhere. People actually noted this from watching the movie maybe once, maybe a couple times. I'm not sure. So Amy's van's registration when they're driving to the Russian Nutcracker. If you look on the top right corner of the windshield, it is posted and says October 17. So October 2017. That's past due if you're thinking about it in the chronological timeline of the movie, because right then it's December 23rd, December 22nd. So her car registration is past 2 months. So hopefully she didn't get a ticket, you know, in the imaginary movie world. But again, thought that was super interesting, but obviously it was probably also before when they were filming. So, you know, they didn't get in trouble for it. But in the movie, it's past due. So now let's get into our tinsel time. I had some, well, one interesting comment about this movie. And the others, you know, it's pretty typical of what I get. So I'm trying to figure out how I want to tell this in the order. We'll start off with this one. Someone said they'd never seen it, but they're looking forward to watching it. Another person said it's a funny movie. And I had another person said, I like the message overall. It gives a good representation how moms are expected to do everything for Christmas while dads tend to not be involved but get credit for majority of the things. Which is kind of what I went on a rampage about earlier. So, you know, I think it's interesting how a lot of people notice that being one of the points from the movie. And this one, if you're a younger viewer, just close your ears. But someone said the MILFs are the best part. So there you go. I'm sure there's a bunch of other males out there, or maybe females, who think of the same way. So if that's one of you, you go. Everybody is entitled to their own thoughts and opinions. But I thought that was hilarious. Now let's get into our Santa scale. I'm going to give this movie A Bad Mom's Christmas an 8.5. half out of 10. I had an 8 and a 9 on there, and I was like, you know what? I'll just meet in the middle. 8 and a half out of 10. This is a hilarious movie. You see the comedy throughout it. There's great chemistry with all the actors and actresses. There's good backstories leading to the movie. And if you dive in deeper and think more into what the plot of the film is, overall, it's fantastic. I just think some of the ways they portrayed the moms is a little inconsiderate, I guess. And maybe it's just because I know the world we're in is very sensitive to some things. And I think I kind of viewed it from that point. However, like, I still, you know, I still really like this movie. So I'm giving it 8.5 out of 10. And that wraps up our review of A Bad Mom's Christmas. As I said earlier in the beginning of the show, I'm going to do the Tiny Decisions wheel app again. And on here for our options, I had a couple of... I kept one of the Hallmark ones on from last time, A Royal Christmas. I put on Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas on there. We had two listeners who wanted to add in some options. So we have Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase, Bad Santa 1, and Bad Santa 2. So thank you, AH and RP, for those suggestions. I appreciate it. Now for the time of what our next movie is going to be, we got Jingle All the Way starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. So that will be our next movie that we review when we come back. Again, I apologize for the inconsistency. However, lives happen and we just got to roll with it. So I will be back. No telling how much time in between, but we will be back. So thank you all for listening again, and we will see you next time.